Well, there's been a bit of a setback for the government's bid to impose lifetime bans on refugees processed offshore. The Parliamentary Human Rights Committee has found the proposal is, quote, severe and discriminatory. Our political editor, Alison Carabine, joins us. Hello, Alison.
Good morning, Fran.
So this is a pretty damning opinion from the Human Rights Committee, which we should point out is dominated by government members, isn't it?
Yeah, and as such, Fran, it's pretty embarrassing for the Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, and the Prime Minister, who've been pushing for this permanent ban on refugees processed on Manus or Nauru. The Human Rights Committee has held a snap inquiry into the legislation, and it's concluded the measure is severe and exceptional because it would impose a ban on people who have committed no crime, Fran. They're not a danger to Australia, and they are entitled under international law to seek asylum. It's also found that the ban would constitute discrimination because it targets those in offshore detention as opposed to those processed on the mainland, and would disproportionately affect refugees from certain countries, and they are Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan and Pakistan. The Liberal members of the committee, and that includes the chair Ian Goodenough, they have since released a statement encouraging all members of parliament to vote for the bill, which completely contradicts the findings of their own report. But the numbers simply aren't there at this stage to pass the bill through the Senate. The government wants it through by the end of next week. Labor and the Greens will vote against the legislation, probably also enough of the crossbenchers to sink it, Fran.
Okay, so those coalition members signed that letter, but they still signed off on the report.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
It's their report.
Just briefly dealing with legislative matters, also likely to be blocked, the government's revised backpacker tax, which goes into the Senate today.
Yes, indeed. The government proceeding with a vote, even though it's got no hope of passing. The government wants a 19% tax rate on working holiday makers. Much of the rest of the Senate want 10.5%. One thing for sure, Fran, farmers are utterly fed up with this. All this uncertainty is already seeing backpacker numbers dwindle just as the summer harvest is upon us. They want this fixed as a matter of urgency.
Yeah, Ali, One Nation's in all sorts of sixes and sevens really within itself. The One Nation Senator Rod Cullerton, he's in some more trouble with the law, and Pauline Hanson, well, she is not happy.
No, and it is all coming apart quite rapidly for One Nation, and it's
well, she's
sheeps.
Trying to hold it together, isn't she?
Okay, but that is disputed, Fran. There's already this matter which has hit the High Court about his eligibility to serve as a senator. Now he's been referred to police in Queensland over a possible attempt to pervert the course of justice, or an alleged attempt. Pauline Hanson, she's keeping her distance. Rod Cullerton says it's been a couple of weeks since she's spoken with him. Pauline Hanson says it's the other way around. She called him to her office last night to please explain, but he didn't turn up.
Rod, excuse me, I'm party leader. I expect you to come to my office, right? And, you know, it's about being a team player, and that's all I expect. I have the respect from my other senators, and I expect the same from Rod Cullerton, under the banner of One Nation, Pauline Hanson's One Nation. Benny, hopefully, Rod will come to my office in the morning. We'll have a discussion.
So, message to Rod Cullerton, the boss wants you in her office right away. You cannot see this one ending well for One Nation, Fran.
No, I get the, as you say, when I mentioned she's trying to hold the show together, I think she's almost happy to do that without Rod Cullerton. I get the sense anyway, whether
she wants the vote, but not necessarily the person.
Exactly. Just finally and briefly, Ali, the Prime Minister and the Opposition Leader both attending the White Ribbon Breakfast this morning in the Parliament. Both are going to have announcements to try and address the scourge of family violence.
Yeah, always a sobering event, the White Ribbon Breakfast. The Prime Minister will announce a new e-safety commissioner who will be given the task of working up some penalties for revenge porn. Bill Shorten, he'll be announcing that Labor plans to reform the family court to prevent domestic violence victims being cross-examined by their abusers. A Labor government would also commit $43 million over 4 years to legal aid. 68 women killed so far this year by their partners, Fran.
All right, Alison, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our political editor, Alison Carabine. And after 7:30, we'll be joined by the Deputy Labor Leader, Tanya Plibersek, talking a little more about those domestic violence announcements that we can expect from Labor today after the White Ribbon Breakfast. It's 6:16 on RN Breakfast.